Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by WitchSchool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education. Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from beautiful Florida. And you are listening to Elder Radio. And if you're not already familiar with Elder Radio, basically, Corellian First Priestess Lady Stephanie Neal, First Elder Sir Ed Correll, and I each take turns addressing the same subject from our different perspectives and basically hold forth on different aspects of Corellian philosophy from different points of view. And for this month, our subject is the crystal web. And so I will be speaking on that subject. And so we will begin by talking about what the crystal web is. And then we'll talk about some other aspects. The crystal web is an energetic construct that uses crystals, most of which are buried in the earth, but not all, to create an energetic network around the globe. It is, in a sense, a series of artificial energetic vortices and ley lines connecting them, very much in the same manner as the natural vortices and ley lines of the earth are formed, except in this case, intentionally. Although, as I have pointed out in some other places, some of those vortices and ley lines of the earth were also created intentionally, while others form naturally, there's nothing really new in the idea of creating an energetic vortex or linking it to another vortex. In fact, anytime that we create sacred space, we are creating, in fact, an energetic vortex. Often we dissipate that vortex when we are done. When we have, however, a permanent temple or a permanent ritual ground, particularly historically, these vortices were not dissipated when ritual had finished, but rather continued to be built upon, building up more and more energy. And this is how you create a lasting vortex. With the crystal web, the vortices are connected to the buried crystals. The crystal web was created initially on August 8th of 1988 by Sir Ed Correll, and later synced with some older structures within the Corellian tradition, and it has since gone around the globe. In the Corellian tradition, we have a history of using crystals buried in the earth to anchor spell work. Particularly healing work or long-term spells. And this concept was very similar to that of the crystal web, and so some of those older buried crystals were linked into the web, particularly under the hill and in parts of South Danville, Illinois, where the tradition has its origins. When you create a crystal vortex as part of the crystal web, you are sinking your crystal to the web itself and yourself to the crystal and thus to the web so that you can interact with the structure from wherever you may happen to be in the world. And you don't have to be physically in the same place where the crystal is. You connect to it psychically in the same way that you might do a distance reading psychically or a distance healing. Or remote viewing, or anything else that you're using psychic abilities at a distance from the subject, the crystal web works in the same way. You do not have to physically be present at your buried crystal access point in order to open it, because you're linked to it energetically. So I, for example, have a number of access points, many of which are in Illinois, although I currently live in Florida. but that distance is not an impediment to opening them. I also am connected to crystal access points here in Florida, in Massachusetts, in Georgia, and various other places where I have created access points or been involved in creating group access points. And again, distance from the point does not in any way hamper the ability to interact with it. Some people like to have a crystal focal point. Now, recently we did the crystal oracle ceremony, and I showed the crystal focal point that I use for the master access points of the web, which is a very large crystal, which is synced to those access points, as well as to me. And again, I use it to open those crystal access points at a distance through the medium of this particular crystal, which is also linked to the web. We have written about this relatively extensively, among other things, in the Crystal Web User's Manual, which was written some years ago, but it's still as good as it ever was. It talks about all of these different aspects. Now, what do you do with this energetic construct? Most commonly, as a tradition, we use it to sync global workings. Sometimes they're global attunements to particular energies. Sometimes they're global healing rites. We use the energy of the crystal web and its connection to those people who have created crystal access points to synchronize those ceremonies, even though the people taking part are very remote from one another. And sometimes this will be done exactly at the same time, but more commonly it's done as what is sometimes called a rolling thunder ceremony, where it is a particular time in each sequential time zone. So the ceremony moves around the globe along with the time zones. It is also sometimes the practice to synchronize the energy around a particular time through focus and intent, not necessarily working at that exact time. These are all different ways in which this sort of group ceremony can be done. It can also be used for communication, but I would say it's most commonly used for healing or for attunement at the group level. Now, at the individual level, it can also be used for all these purposes, and it can also be used to draw energy to replenish your own, to increase the effectiveness of a healing or other kind of working. It is, in effect, a battery. Now, obviously, anyone can establish energetic batteries. The value of the web is its size and the amount of energy put into it at that level, and its ability to link together all these people through the energetic pathways that it is composed of. Now, recently, we did the Crystal Oracle ceremony. I mentioned this, and if you go to magictv.com, you can find, in particular where I did this, if you go to Facebook, to the Great Crystal Web, and a couple of other places, you can see several other people having done this. And this was, although not everyone filmed it, certainly, only a few people filmed it, but many people did it. And the idea was to activate and empower the crystal oracle. Now, the crystal web has always been interactive, and it has always been possible for those who understand how to do this to personify the web and communicate with it as you would with a person. But this was something that required the user to do this, and was not necessarily the ordinary way of interacting with the web, but you certainly can interact with it that way. You could, you can, you will be able to. You personify it and speak to it and listen to it just as if you were speaking to a person. We have discussion of this in our first three lessons. You can personify and interact with virtually anything, and it can be very helpful in some circumstances. With the Crystal Web, it can give you feedback on what it is that you are doing, how well it is being enacted, how effective it is being, perhaps what is necessary, and a range of other things that it can comment on, mostly of an energetic nature. But this was, for want of a better way to put it, a passive aspect of the web. You had to activate it in this way. Now, with the activation of the Crystal Oracle, its ability to communicate with the practitioner is greatly increased and no longer necessarily passive, meaning that if you are tied to the Crystal Web, it can speak to you even if you are not. It can give you information. It can give you warning of certain things. It can give you feedback in a very dynamic manner that was not necessarily possible previously or something. The Oracle was activated to speak to, well, to oracles, to the messages of spirit as relevant to the web and to the globe, to be an amplifier of oracular and there were some very interesting messages from the initial activation. I would say that what this means for the Crystal Web, well, I think that I would compare the Crystal Web versus an ordinary energetic construct. I would say that the ordinary energetic construct is rather very useful, but also very local and very limited, whereas web is like a personal computer. It has a much wider range of communication. With the Oracle, it seemed like adding a small feature to your computer. It can interact with you in a much more dynamic way. So I think that is how I would describe the change it makes. Although, to some extent, it remains to be seen. The Oracle interacting with the Crystal Oracle is like interacting with any other spirit, any other deity, except that it has been created for this purpose. And what its long-term future is, of course, will depend on how it's used and how it's interacted with. It's like any other, what is something they created. And in this case, the purpose of this communication, both regarding the properties of the web itself and the ways in which we interact with it, and also messages regarding its use, the future, etc., and what it will say, I think to some extent depends on what it's asked. Rather like that Alexa feature we mentioned. The initial message that I received had to do with the world in general. And I think that was the general feature of all of the messages that were brought through, at least that were reported to me from the Crystal Oracle ritual. So this is definitely an aid to the interactive character of the web. It is much less passive now than it was previously. Although how much or how little you use that, of course, is up to the individual person who has a critical access point. And and that is true for the web in general. You use it as much or as little as you need, and you can use it in... So this this is the character of the crystal web. This is how it was created, how it is used. And in terms of its lastingness, it will depend on how long those energetic pathways, the more they are used, the more permanent they become. Just like any other energetic pathway. So if we continue to use it as we have been using it, it will long survive this physical life and be able to be used by generations yet to come, and hopefully also greatly enlarged by them. The crystal web uses, as I was saying, energy nexus and nexuses of energy, and the pathways that connect them, and each individual energy center is connected to every other directly or indirectly around the planet. And we actually have crystal access points on every continent, including Antarctica. We have two crystal access points in Antarctica, in fact, that were established by members who were there. Now, Antarctica has no permanent population, but it has an ever-changing temporary population. And we've had a number of people there over the years, and at least two of them that we know of have created crystal access points. So we can truly say the web is everywhere. Obviously, it's heaviest in the English-speaking world and the Northern Hemisphere, but it's certainly not limited to that. There is a map showing many of the access points, certainly not all of them, but many of them. And it is quite amazing to see how many have been established. So this, again, is what the crystal web is. It's how we use it. Commonly, again, we use it for tradition-wide ceremonies, which we wish to focus everyone's energy together. And I expect that that will continue to be the major way in which the tradition uses the web. But individual members, of course, use it for their personal needs, as we have discussed. So I think that concludes my on the subject. I hope that you have And, you know, it's a very interesting time. We have been working very hard on the reboot of the Witch School website. We are nearing the end of that journey. It's been almost 2 years rewriting the site because it's very deep and very broad. A great many considerations have had to go into making it work properly. It's been rebuilt from the ground up. And, it's taken these last few weeks but we're almost there, and I'm quite excited about that. I'm quite excited about the Crystal Oracle, which, as I say, has yielded some very interesting results so far. And if you are following these things, I think that you will find that they greatly improve your experience of which will your experience of the crystal web, and your experience of life in general. So with that, I will thank you for listening, and until next time, may your blessed be.
The moon is high on this night of power. The children come at the witching hour. Our hands are raised to the four directions. Spirit power is ours again. The moon is high.
Again.